Monday, 29 week, ordinary time 1. The first reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 4, verses 20 to 25. No church make him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith, and he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. But the word it was reckoned to him was written not for his sake alone, but for our also. It will be reckoned to earth who believe in him that raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was put to death for our trespasses and raised for our mortification. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. One of the multitude said to him, "Teacher, be my brother divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who make me a judge or divider over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and be aware of all covetousness. For a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, did not your soul is required of you? And the things that you have prepared, who will they be?' So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Trust in God's power or in how our human effort. To many people, the answer is in human effort, because they think they can do everything if they try their best. To a true Christian, the answer is in God's power, because he had absolute power and govern all things that happen in this life. Today's readings require people to put their complete trust in God. In the first reading, our forefather Abraham put his trust completely in God's promise that he will give him descendants as many as stars in heaven and sand on the seashore, though he had only one son, Isaac, in his old age. To a man, that promise is impossible to fulfill. But to Abraham, he fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. We can see the fulfillment of God's promise in our life because More than a half of today's population in the world, according Abraham, their forefather. These include Jewish, Islamic, Catholic, and recent people of all denominations. In the Gospel, Jesus gave a stern warning to the one who trusted only in himself. He said, "Fool, did not your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, who will they be?" Second analysis. First reading. What God has promised, he has power to bring it to fulfillment. First point. Abraham's faith. Though the church make him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. God promised to Abraham two things: descendants as stars in heaven and sand on the seashore, and the promised land. The latter were fulfilled when Joshua conquered and led the Israelites to the Canaan land. However, this is just a shadow of a true promised land in heaven. The former promise is the one that challenged Abraham. How can he become a forefather of such descendants when he had only one son at about 100 years old? However, he fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Thus, Abraham was reckoned as the righteous, not because of his works, but of his complete faith in God. Second, our faith. Saint Paul meditated about God's promise as follows: "But the words it was reckoned to him were written not for his sake alone, but for our also. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him that raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was put to death for our trespasses and raised for our justification. When we believe in Christ, we become Abraham's descendants, because Christ was also born in Abraham's lineage. In other words, we become Abraham's descendants by our faith in Christ, not by blood relation, because we are not the Jews. When we believe in Christ, we also believe in God who sent Christ to fulfill his promise. It is by our faith in Jesus that we become righteous and inherit the promised land which God promised to Abraham." Second, the Gospel. "Take heed and beware of all covetousness. For a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Third point, fighting because of the inheritance. One in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, bid my brother divide in the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who make me a judge or divider over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of all covetousness, For a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possession. There are two principles one needs to learn to view properly all material things. First, God gives material things to all. All things are already in the world, and when human beings first appeared, people do not bring anything with them when they enter, and will not carry anything with them when they depart. Therefore, let no one use his power to hoard material things to make his own possession, but he must share them with others. One can work harder or spend more time to work, but no one had a right to keep in his hand an amount of money that can be used to feed millions of people. The reason of injustice is human greed. People want to have much money to squander or to protect their descendants to eternity. Second, we must value people above material things. Everyone knows it, but not many live as such. In today's society, we witness so many cases in which parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters fight because of material things. The results of putting material things above relationship are lawsuits, division, and separation. Second point, human wisdom and God's authority. Third, human wisdom. Jesus presented a case to make people should think. The land of a rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought to himself, "What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops." And he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry.'" So many people today have the same attitude as this rich man. They want to have very much as soon as possible, so they can retire at young age. Some try to work many hours. Some try to invest in areas that bring them most profit, such as stocks, land, housing, gold and silver. Many had to pay a dearly price for their endless greed. Even some are successful of doing that, but one God planned to take out of their possession, they cannot prevent him. Second, human life is in God's hand. But God said to him, "Fool, did not your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, who will they be? So is he who lay up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." People know they have no authority on his life, even a short moment. When the appointed time comes, they must depart. If they know so, why do they have to worry and to hoard up money? They know they cannot bring a single thing with them. Their children might not need that. And even if they need them, it is not guaranteed that they will benefit them. For example, the elbow ripped between siblings. Moreover, they suffer because of lacking spiritual and intellectual needs or diseases. The white men are those who know how to live according to the law way. They view material things as a means to reach to their future destination, which is the eternal life. Application in life. We live according to our faith in God. Let's trust Him in all moments of life, since there is no impossible thing to Him. Greed leads people to fighting and discord. We need to destroy all forms of greed in human beings, such as power, fame, and material things. We must view all things that God has given to us to bring salvation for us and for others. To chase after other things is to fall into the devil's trap. Amen.